One, two, three, four, one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We have an energy crisis.
I'm a Ford, not a Lincoln.
And later, I hope to bring the government down even further. And with your help, we'll do that.
Can we who man the ship of state deny it is somewhat out of control?
Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage.
The Last News Show production company now presents part two of A Decade in Your Ear, an audio collage documentary of the 1970s, starring poets and presidents and people in the street, and featuring Mr. Daryl Henricus as the Swami from Miami, the Last News Show's resident wise man, and yours truly, Scoop Nisker, narrating A Decade in Your Ear, Part 2, The Subculture of the 70s.
I've never had more faith in America than I do today. We have an America that, in Bob Dylan's phrase, is busy being born, not busy dying.
U.S. Elephant now presents the Here and Now. Whoops, you missed it. But don't worry, it will be presented again during the next millennium. So stay alert.
The message is very simple. It can be said in six words. Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
And so it came to pass in the decade of the 1970s that 1,000 countercultures bloomed. And across America, there was a guerrilla army of bio-geo-religio-eco-anthro-socio-politico-cosmio-sexual-revolutionaries in many different combinations. In the me decade, everybody came out of the closet.
Coming out as everything, and finally we're going to come out as one.
We are the other people, we are the other people, we are the other people, you're the other people too.
I'm a gay communist,
And
I think the way to end gay oppression is to work to build a communist party, united with everybody else who's oppressed to overthrow the system.
Do you think that I'm crazy, out of my mind?
We're involved in natural food stores, natural food restaurants, new age products of all kinds, from clothing to pyramids to jewelry to shoes. We're in growth experiences of all kinds everywhere, from seminars and trainings and body work of all kinds, like massage and polarity and rolfing.
Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
I happen to be a shiksa involved with Jews for Jesus. Shiksa is a Yiddish word which refers to a Gentile female.
So you're a Gentile for Jews for Jesus.
Yes, and if you'll notice my jacket, it says Goyim for Jesus, which is another Hebrew word. It means Gentiles. We distinguish ourselves very carefully.
We are the other people. We are.
What is Christananda?
It's an ashram that's located in San Jose, and it's centered around our teacher, who's a master, which means that he's an enlightened man.
What's his name?
Master. I just call him Master.
We are the other people. We are
the Grateful Dead.
Oh, it's great. What more can you say about the Grateful Dead?
You just keep going. As long as the dead keep going, you keep going.
It could be kind of like a religion, but not really a religion.
We are all seeking to be the Grateful Dead.
Do you think that my pants are too tight? Do you think that I'm creepy?
Well, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I chant on my beads Hare Krishna, the mantra, you know, for a couple hours like that. And then we try and chant all day long. We have classes like that I go to in services, and then I go out every day and I preach to other people about it for about 6 hours a day.
How has it affected your life?
Well, it's brought me complete happiness and bliss, satisfaction.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
A 2-4-6-8, gay is just as good as straight.
Lynn tried to kill the president.
Jesus loves you.
It's in to be out.
For me, I hope the domino theory is true.
This is Robinson.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Ho, ho, homosexual. Ruling class is ineffectual.
Everything we do is music.
On the ocean of love.
Right, you know it ain't easy.
Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
Yes, yes, my children. It is true that you are what you eat. So why should you be a vegetable? Instead, why don't you eat people who are smarter and more good-looking than you are?
Security agent, security agent.
No, let him stay.
No.
Let him stay.
Well, at least it's a fruit pie.
Let's pray for him right now. Anita, right now. Let's pray. Anita, why don't you pray? That's all right.
Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity of coming to Des Moines. And Father, I want to ask that you forgive him.
That we love him.
And that we love him. And that we're praying for him to be delivered from his deviant lifestyle, Father.
Nick 1, World 2, Anita Bryant, yoo-hoo!
The Last News Show now takes you to hear the sounds and voices of the 9th Annual San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade.
What is this machine?
It's a robot.
A gay robot?
I'm not sure yet. It's never met another robot.
Excuse me, what did your sign say?
It says Golden Gate Business Association.
What do you represent?
We represent businessmen and businesswomen in the Bay Area that are gay.
And you're dressed in suits and ties.
Right, to show that this is what we wear every day to work. To show that gay people are everywhere.
I'm in construction, and I'm gay.
I'm a geologist, and I'm gay.
Who's the front runners? The Gay Jogging Club.
Cheese Co-op. Queer Cheese Co-op.
Jewish, radical Jewish lesbians and gay men, and the name of the group is called The Lost Tribe.
You're a group of Jewish lesbians.
Yes, we are.
Does your mother know?
No.
The gays against a nuclear power.
What does your t-shirt say?
It says pansy.
Is that what you are?
Uh-huh.
Save our sissies! Save our sissies!
What is the sissy contingent?
Effeminate gay men, drag queens, and transsexuals and friends who are worried about the recent trend in the gay male community towards total masculinity and people trying to eradicate drag influence. And we're trying to say that the gay liberation movement was started in 1969, the Stonewall Rebellion, by bulldogs and drag queens, and people shouldn't forget that.
What does your sign say?
My sign says stop gay boredom and save our sissies, and that one right there says wipe out Christianity before it wipes out you.
Oh, wipe out Christianity, wipe out Christianity, wipe out Christianity before it wipes out you.
This is the Order of Displaced Okies.
You're all from Oklahoma?
Most of us.
And when we say, yeah, bio, bio, I'm gay, we're only saying we're doing fine in California, Oklahoma, O-K-L-A-H-O, I'm gay, Oklahoma, I'm gay.
Excuse me, what does your t-shirt say?
It says Disco Dyke.
What is a Disco Dyke?
Disco Dyke is a dyke who likes disco.
What is this contingent?
It's the women's softball leagues. Uh-huh. And just crazy lesbians!
Indian dyke for gay rights.
Are you an Indian dyke?
Yep, Sue.
Your sign says angry young dyke. What does that mean?
Well, it means I'm an angry young dyke.
Why?
Why not? Well, for all the reasons that a young dyke has to be angry. Ageism, heterosexism, sexism. You know, the list goes on for hours.
What does your sign say?
My point of view is that Christianity should go back to where Western civilization had a goddess who begat her own son and slept with him.
You think Mary slept with Jesus?
Originally, they just changed her into a lesser figure when the religion evolved into a woman-hating culture.
2, 4, 6, 8, smash the patriarchal state.
How many belong to your club?
Huge, vast hordes of dykes on bikes. Millions and millions.
What does your sign say?
Radical perverts will be chic in 5 years.
Are you a radical pervert?
Better believe it.
You admit it. What kind of perversion are you into?
SM.
What does your sign say?
Black and blue is beautiful.
What does your sign say?
Well, it says bourgeois people can be gay too. The reason why I painted it was because when the group was painting the posters, I noticed that the vast majority of them expressed rather leftist or radical views, which I personally don't share.
So you want to be bourgeois and gay?
Well, I think it's possible because I am both right now.
All right.
That's central to gay liberation. It's got to happen.
Socialism?
Socialism is the answer. And the way we're going to get it is when oppressed people like gay people start organizing and rebelling. The spirit of San Francisco is going to be remembered another 10 years, just like we remember Stonewall.
You've been listening to the sounds and voices of the 1979 San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade.
I don't believe in gay rights myself.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't believe in gays, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't know.
You think they're an aberration or something?
I guess if God wanted gay people, he would have made Adam and Eve both male or female.
You're a heterosexual.
Yeah, definitely. I guess if that means male, yeah. I don't know, what does that mean?
Well, it means you like the opposite sex.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. For sure.
Okay. Take care. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Wait a second, what?
I'm not really prejudiced, it's just that I don't like gays. I mean, that's plain and simple. But you're gonna have to serve
somebody. And it also came to pass in the 1970s that the world's oldest profession came of age. The women of the night formed an organization called Coyote, and the hookers of America got out of bed to stand up for their rights.
So I'm saying that now is the time. Now is the time. See, all of society will know us as women. We will no longer hide behind closed doors. No longer will a judge pay at night for my behind and stand in judgment the next morning against my sister. Can't you see that now is the time? I mean, we have no reason to be ashamed or embarrassed or misused because of our chosen profession. Now is the time. We're going to stand up and say to this decadent society, my ass is mine.
I have been given the name Tanya. I embrace the name with the determination to continue fighting with her spirit. There is no victory in half-assed attempts at revolution. I've learned how vicious the pig really is, and our comrades are teaching me to attack with even greater viciousness. It is in the spirit of Tanya that I say, Patria o muerte, venceremos.
Maybe living in another country, under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are.
And so it came to pass in the 1970s that the radical left in America was shattered, destroyed by government agitators and COINTEL programs, and by its own internal splintering and lack of direction. And out of the wreckage of the movement grew the twisted form of the Symbionese Liberation Army, a group that gained its fame by the kidnapping and or recruitment of the heiress Patty Hearst.
You may own guns and you may even own tanks.
You shoot first and make sure the pig is dead before splitting. Since you love the people with tenderness and respect, it's not how long we live that's important, it's how we live, what we decide to do with our lives. I died in that fire on 54th Street, but out of the ashes I was reborn. I know what I have to do, and I would never choose to live the rest of my life surrounded by pigs like the Hearst. Patria o muerte, venceremos.
Patria o muerte, venceremos.
Patria o muerte, venceremos.
Maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
By the end of the decade, Patty Hearst was back living with her family, and mainstream America had begun to attack the strange cults that were proliferating across the country. Parents had their children kidnapped away from religious groups and deprogrammed or reprogrammed, depending on your point of view. And then in 1978, California Congressman Leo Ryan flew to Guyana to investigate a commune called Jonestown. The leader of the commune, the Reverend Jim Jones, knew that Congressman Ryan would be killed when he flew out of Jonestown, so the Reverend Jones, paranoid and on drugs, instructed his 900 followers to commit suicide.
Let me be the devil.
What's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the potion like you used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
In the decade of the 1970s, many revolutions were betrayed. In 1972, Richard Nixon went to China to shake hands with Chairman Mao. And then in 1979, Chinese Communist Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping came to America to visit Jimmy Carter. And those American radicals who believed in the Chinese Communist Revolution were mad as hell.
Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Peace, youth brigade, revolutionary communist youth brigade. What do we want? Communism! How are we gonna get it? Revolution! Break the chains! Free the people! Join the youth who dare to say, revolution is the only way! We are the youth brigade! Revolutionary communist youth brigade!
What Deng is doing is turning China and all the world backwards, you know, back under the thumb of imperialism, you know. And we're standing right against that. We're saying that we're gonna kick his ass, you know. Anytime he comes, anywhere around the world, revolutionaries around the world, mass people of the world's gotta rise up. And tell that Deng where we stand, you know, against him.
And he's a running dog. That's how we feel, right? What he's doing is selling out the Chinese people, selling out revolution, working people all over the world.
You know, like a lot of the gains that were, you know, accomplished during the Cultural Revolution, which Mao Zedong initiated, you know, are being done away with. You know, they banned the Red Book in China, and basically
I support Mao Zedong and stand, you know, in revolution. Mao Zedong stood for revolution, and he stood for like communism. And, you know, it stood for the end of classes and class exploitation and stuff.
Join me in raising your glasses to Chairman Mao.
Down with Deng Xiaoping!
Down with Deng Xiaoping!
Deng Xiaoping!
Deng Xiaoping!
From the capitalist class!
From the capitalist class!
Peace and a kiss!
Peace and a kiss!
Jimmy Carter's ass! Jimmy Carter's ass! Left!
And later I hope to bring the government down even further. And with your help, we'll do that.
Can we who man the ship of state deny it is somewhat out of control?
What do you like about punk rock?
So I don't have to think.
By the middle of the 1970s, it appeared that rock and roll was about to die of Saturday Night Fever. And then, in 1977, the collapse of the British Empire created a new wave that splashed up on the shores of America, and it was called punk. The
Woodstock of the 1970s was the U.S. tour of the Sex Pistols as Sid Vicious and Johnny Rotten brought the message from England to America, no future for you.
No, okay, this is what it is, okay? When I grew up, I liked the Kinks, the Troggs, the Animals, the Who, the Stones. From 1970 to 1977, there was nothing for me to listen to because of disco, and then this just too melodic. It was just not saying anything.
You know, it was getting too mellow, too slow. Now it's speeding back up, getting a little rougher.
Politically, they're saying, you know, to hell with this mess, to hell with the government, to hell with capitalism, and everything is just, you know, be crazy and be what you are, you know, which is what you are, crazy. But everybody gets reformed and conformed and everything else so that they don't realize that they are crazy and they learn to adjust as we get older. Uh-huh. And that's why people my age, 28 and 29 and 30, and even a little younger, when they hear this movie, they go, ah, you know.
You know, it's rock and roll. It's not any sissy stuff.
That's right, man. It's good to get your, you know, your safety pin stuck in your jaw and stuff. You get stoned or whatever.
What do they say to me? Destroy.
I think it's art. Better than I expected.
Really?
Not nearly as abrasive as I thought they'd be. They may get more abrasive.
Sneer and snarl, three-chord vomit, negative noise. It's the end of civilization, the death of music. Ugly is beautiful, down is up. And this is Scoop reminding you, if you don't like the news, punk you. Punk you! Yeah.